You're listening to Ottawa Morning at 7:47. We'll forget the beer and the nachos at the Atomic Rooster. There's something a little more exciting on the menu. Airplanes, although I don't think you can eat them or drink them, which you can do with beer and nachos. Maybe you could have both. Beer, nachos, and some airplanes. Model airplanes, that is. Model plane enthusiasts hold regular plane building night at the bar on Bank Street. These are not just any model airplanes. These pilots are flying a brand new design. It's called the Squirrel, invented right here in Ottawa.
Make sure that your drink is not causing condensation to get on the table, because you don't want any water getting on this.
Well, this is going to be an interesting experience to try this out, just for fun. So trying out a squirrel, a rubber-powered airplane, would be just an amazing little experience here. Something different, too, as well. So that's why I'm here.
It's mainly for my nephew. He goes to Ottawa Public High School, so at grade 11, actually. So I wanted to develop his interest in physics and mechanics in this field, so that's why I brought him here today.
I started building those, making those. You used to be able to buy them in the corner stores, okay? And they were big. Like, I'm talking big. But they were about $5, which was big money then. This was a really good hobby.
Step two. You guys ready for the next step?
I am.
Okay, we need two more of those little short guys, 2 inches. This time, it's only the white glue and no glue stick. Oh, you want to try one, eh?
Hold that, hold the propeller. There. Put this hand underneath there at the center of gravity.
How about there?
And I'll get out of your way now.
Okay. I feel a bit like the aviator. You know the movie with it?
There you go.
Oh, what a magnificent flight. That was as good as it gets. I think I got as far as anyone.
Yeah, that's right. That's
but it's all about the plane. It was a brilliant plane.
Well, it was a good
it had nothing to do with me. It was a well-made model.
You were relaxed. You bet
well,
your knees.
Well, that comes
you
from...
Know,
yeah.
Good lunch.
Thank you very much. Thanks so much.
Darcy White is the organizer of these model plane meetups and the designer of the Squirrel model plane, and he joins me in studio with his plane. Good morning. Good to see you.
Morning.
So that's the squirrel I'm looking at?
This is one here.
Okay. Describe it for us.
Well, it's a tissue and balsa wood airplane. That's a Japanese tissue.
Mm-hmm.
It weighs about 10 grams.
Really?
Yeah. Here, I'll, if you want to take a look
yeah,
at it,
if
here,
I
I'll
could,
hand it over.
Yeah, I don't
Just
wanna,
handle it by this part.
It looks
right
really right there, okay, yeah. Because it looks delicate.
Yes.
Now, tell me about this paper.
That's ordinary tissue paper or Japanese paper.
Okay.
You can get it at the dollar store.
Now, why do you call this the squirrel?
Well, that's a good question. I at the time I designed it, there were
I'm gonna
no
get
airplanes.
Back to you before I break it. Yes.
There were no airplanes called the squirrel,
mm-hmm.
So I thought that would be a good name because it's unique.
Yeah.
And squirrels are kind of sneaky and never trust a squirrel. And one of the things that's different about this airplane is that I designed it using a software problem-solving methodology. So I have a very different outcome in the design.
What was the problem that you were trying to solve when designing it?
Accessibility. Accessibility. I was doing a lot of workshops around town as a volunteer and generally sharing model planes with children, neighbors, and it was getting to be very labor-intensive. Model plane designs of the time took hours to build.
Mm-hmm.
So I was soaking up this extra time by doing prep, prefabricating some of the parts so the children could build the airplane. They would skip over the really difficult parts, and they would have a sense that they made it
mm-hmm.
as well. And that caught up with me because I had an injury while I was preparing. I cut myself really bad while I was, doing all this stuff. And then it dawned on me that something has to be done.
So that was the problem you were trying to solve, but you ended up with a plane named after an unpredictable rodent.
Yeah, correct.
So what's the beauty of the lack of predictability in the way the plane flies?
Well, not really in the flying, in the design.
Okay.
Going against the rules on how a plane should be designed.
Mm-hmm.
By using a software development methodology, I was able to try things that other model airplane designers never tried. So I made discoveries.
Like what?
Well, for example, traditionally a model airplane has a metal hook at the back to hook the elastic on.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big problem because children bending wire with wire and having wire cutters and all the fastening. Very complicated. I've got a toothpick here.
Right.
And kids can deal with a toothpick very well.
So more kid-friendly.
Yeah. It also has these winglets here, which is never seen on any type of airplane like this.
Yeah, so the people know. So the wings go straight out, and then they... Well, you describe.
Yeah, the wing is flat
mm-hmm.
instead of like a V-shape. If you look at an airplane from the front, it may look slightly V-shape.
Mm-hmm.
What I've done here is I've made the wing flat, and at the very end of the wing, they go straight up.
Right. Into a point.
Yeah, jet planes have that now, and they're using it for fuel efficiency, but it wasn't known that that actually also makes an airplane stable.
Yeah.
So this gives it roll stability. And by getting rid of that joint in the middle to give it the V-shape, mm-hmm. we got rid of a lot of glue joints that fail.
And how well do they fly? Like, how far do they fly? How long can they fly?
Well, a pretty good flight might be 500 feet. A very good flight might be more, maybe 1,000. It depends on wind. And in indoor environments, they can fly over a minute in the gym. So if you can get it to circle just right, it'll keep going around for over a minute.
Right.
Outdoor, you can pick up thermals.
Meaning?
A thermal is a small piece of weather where the wind is actually blowing in an upward direction.
Okay.
So if you get an airplane in that, you may never actually see it again.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good.
Yeah, I lose about, in the summers when I'm flying, I lose about one every day.
Do you?
Yeah.
And so therein leads me to the next question, which is the cost. You want to be able to afford to lose these.
Yeah.
These are inexpensive.
That's part of the beauty of the design is mm-hmm. that there's very little work. I can build one in 6 minutes. There's a video of me on the website
six
doing
minutes.
That. That's a total revolution to be able to build something.
And the
in
website
6 minutes.
Is rubberpower.com.
Correct, with the dash.
Right.
And it's also inexpensive. The most expensive part is this propeller here. You can get that at a typical hobby store
mm-hmm.
and with an elastic, and the rest of it's just balsa and tissue. So I like to try to keep 3 or 4 or 5 on the go.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever I go, then I can take these risky flights that are very exciting. People saying ooh and ah and all this business.
And you want kids, obviously, involved in this. I mean, that was key to this, right? You make it inexpensive so kids can access it, and you make it sort of kid-friendly so they're not going to hurt themselves.
No tools required, no experience required.
They can build it and fly it.
Kids can build it and fly it in a fairly short time period. So this makes it open for school teachers with no experience, Cub Scouts, church groups. Designed for children, however... seems adults like it. So far,
well,
I've only...
Well, I'm talking to one right now. I would, should think so.
So far, I've not sold any to children, only adults.
Well, that's why you're meeting at the bar. I assume kids are joining at the bar.
Well, the bar activity is free. That's for fun.
Yeah.
So we go, we have a beer. It's a very social. We're able to sit and chat while we're building a model plane at the bar. And then next scene, we're usually flying them around.
I'm sure you are.
In summers, it was fun because when Bank Street was closed with construction, we would go out on Bank Street.
Why not?
Yeah.
Hey, no
great.
Traffic, so there you go. Really good to meet you, Darcy. Thanks for bringing the squirrel in.
Thank you, Kathleen.
That is Darcy White, inventor of the squirrel model plane. They're available for order on his website. That's at rubberpower.com. That is rubber-power.com. Let's check in out with John Hancock. Hi, John.